Nisechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, five lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Heyon Beis, at the beginning of the Gemara, and let us begin with Akdama. We saw two machleksim in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim in regard to the din of hanging, and the pasuk in Pashuk Yisei states, V'chiyir be'ishchat mishpat mavas, v'humas v'salisa isei ala eitz, and v'pashtas shishbi yachiyo v'vtliya of anyone that is chai mises bezin. However, the next pasuk states, Le'salam v'vlasa ala eitz, ki kovetik b'renu b'yemahu, ki kilzal kim talui, and both Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim understand that the Pasuk means that he shouldn't stay hanging until after nightfall, as he cursed Hashem, and people will ask why he was chayiv misa, and people will mention that he was mevarech as Hashem, and as Rashi states, ugnaya dova klapi ma'ili li'zachar, and the first machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Chacham is that Rabbi Elazar learns that the din of tliya isn't only by mekalas Hashem, but also by any person who is chayiv skila, while the Chacham arguments say that the din of tliya is specifically only by one who is mevarech as Hashem, or one who is oivid avodah zarah, as both are chayiv b'ikra, and both the Chayiv Skila. The Gemara will now explain that the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is based on the following, that as we know, the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Shmuel Imeh B'Shleish Esrei Midah is Hatayr Nedershben, and one of these Klolim is Klal Prat, and the Din is Im B'Klal El Masher Prat, and as Rashi explains, Kol Mokim Shesosam V'Achim Pirish Dorshin Es HaAchrim B'Prat Prat Hainu Pirish HaKlal V'Im B'Klal El Masher Prat and Afidu HaDoim L'Prat Im Misraba Min HaKlal. As we will see, this is the Shita of the Chachamim. However, we know that other Tanaim learn that any time the Torah mentions a general rule and then minimizes and specifies the rule, they use a klal of ribui miut, that the Torah is telling us that we shouldn't include everything and rather we should only include those items that are similar to the ribui or ke'ein haribui. As we will see, Rabbi Elazar holds like the shita and always dashens based on the klal of ribui miut, and as Rashi says, lo'oka es haklal mimukaybai el miutar b'miksas eshe metchila hayimashma kol dava and let's keep in mind that the Gemara will explain that the only time that these klalim are relevant is only if the klal and prat are right next to each other. However, since b'negei tliya, the klal is stated as v'chiyir b'ish chet mishpat maves v'humas b'salisa isei aleitz, and the mashmois is that the chiyir b'tliya is on anyone that is chay mises bezdin, and then the pasuk continued and towards the halacha of loisalim v'lasai, and only afterwards did the Torah mentioned the prat of kikila silakim tali, which is then mashma that the chiyav of tliya only applies to one who is mevarech as Hashem, and therefore the chacham hold that the pasuk is teaching us that you shouldn't only stick to the prat, but you should expand the prat to anything which is completely similar to the prat, which would be someone that's oivid avodah zarah that is exactly similar to mekalas Hashem, as they are both chayiv b'ikar and both chayiv skila. However, since Rabbi Elazar used the klal of ribui miut, and we already marba anything which is similar to the miut, so now that the ribui miut so the Torah is teaching us to expand the din of tliya to other chiyuvim misa that are similar to mevarech as Hashem, and as long as someone is chayiv skila, there would be a chiyuv tliya. And now that we explain the Gemara, let us see it inside. As the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, the pasuk in Pashuk Yisei states, "V'humas b'salisa yachol kolam m'masu nitlin." You would think that anyone that is mechuyiv misa in bezdin would be nitlin. Tamen loyma. So the next pasuk tells us, "Kikil zil kim talui." And Rabbi Elazar teaches us, "Ma'am mekal zeshe b'skila." Af kol shebeskila div Rabbi Elazar, the chacham omrim ma'am kal zeh shekafu b'ikar, af kol shekafu b'ikar, and the din of tliya only applies to someone that's mevarech as Hashem or someone that's oivid avodah zarah. The Gemara now continues to explain the shita of Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim, and as the Gemara states, b'maykamifli rabbanon dashi klali prati, and Rabbi Elazar darsh ribuyu mitei, and as we explained, rabbanon dashi klali prati v'humus v'salisa klal ki kilas is prat, iav v'mikra al dadi, and if the prat and klal would write next to each other, arminan ein b'chal elamash. Prat, hani in midyachrin aloi, the din of tliya would only be by someone that's mevarech as Hashem and no one else. And we continue on that mem vavam and aleph hashtur mechmi adadi ahanu lebuya vidis kechavim the dami le bichalmili. But now that the Torah separates the klal and prat and it teaches us the din of like someone of lasei aleitz kikavet tukbrenu by yomahu, and only afterwards does it tell you the prat of kilos el gim toloi. So the chum hold that the Torah is trying to expand the miut and telling us that it's not only this case but even something which is similar to the miut. And that would be a case of someone that's Oivid Avodah Zarah, as both the Oivid Avodah Zarah and the Mevarech Hashem are both Chayiv B'Ikar and they're both Chayiv Skila, and therefore the din of Tliya applies to both of them. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Elazar Darsh Ribui Umutei, Vehumus Vesalisa Ribui, Kikilas El Kim is Miat, Ihav Mikvah Adadi Laim Avinu Avedis Chavin Domile Bechomili. And if it would be a standard Ribui Umut, then certainly we'd be mad by anything that's Ke'in HaMiut, and certainly the din of Tliya would apply to Kikilas El Kim and apply to someone that's Oivid Avodah Zarah, as both are chayfa b'ikra, and both are chayv skila. But the hashra the merchi madadi, the narrow Torah separated between the ribui and the miyad with the din like salam of lasai. So therefore, hanalu bria shad and skalin. So the Torah is telling us to expand the miyad. The din of tliya doesn't only apply to something which is exactly like kilas elikim, and the din of tliya applies to anyone that's chayv misa through a misa of skila, just like the chiyav of mekal zashem who is chayv skila. And since this is not really relevant to our sugya, we will not read this Rashi in great detail, but it's important to note that Rashi on the fourth of the wide lines at the top of the Amid states, "Umehacha tifshelacha b'chol duchta de'ika klal prat klal the man darish lebekloli prati any marba elakeina prat uman darish leberibu umiyat amina ribakol v'lemir al dava echa b'shem time of the elu." Rashi goes through this point in great detail, ayin and sham, and also ayin the top tases of the Amid dibel maskel hashen amerchim hadadi and v'hod aminon, and as the Bach points out that Tais is referring to Gemara Maseches Baba Kama that klal prat mechokin zemizeh in don isib klal prat lav de in don klal, certainly it doesn't mean that you don't judge it at all and you don't use this klal at all al donim b'klal prat v'hanu lebriya midi kihacha d'hanu lebriya akum, but in Chinami is telling us that it doesn't have the standard dinim of a klal prat that in b'klal el mashu prat because the mechokin adadi, therefore we expand the prat and we include other items as well as we explained. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and Chamim, as the Mishnah states, "Ish toilim v'chulu." We saw that Rabbi Lezer holds that tliya applies both to a man and a woman, but a man is hung facing the people. And as the Yad Ramah explains, "Kedei l'rodeisan v'ish leka b'zayin kuli hai." However, a woman faces the beam, mishum d'nafish b'zayna v'am rachmana v'haftal reichra. We learn b'arloi misiyafa, while the Chum hold that tliya is only applicable to a man, not to a woman. And the Gemara begins, "My time Rabbanon," that was the makar for the Shita Rabbanon. The Gemara tells us, "Amakra," as the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisaytzei, when it speaks about tliya, use the lashon of a salisa oisai, and we learn oisai v'loy oisai that it's only applicable to a man and not to a woman. The Gemara continues, "Rabbi Leza, the lachir, why does the Rabbi Leza learn oisai v'loy oisai, and zok Rabbi Leza oisai v'loy ksusai?" That this teaches us that when we're hanging a person that is chayiv tliya, they should be hanged without clothing. And I entice you, maskal oisai v'loy ksusai, va'afagav the mishaskil haya arum, that even though we previously learned that even at the time of skila they didn't have any clothes on, we may have a habmina that you should get them dressed b'shastliya, and therefore the pasuk tells us oisai b'leik susai. And the Gemara continues that previously on daf memheim and aleph we already learned that even the rabbanon agree that hishva kosav ishul ish l'chol misa shebetera, even when the Torah uses lashon zacha, is not coming to exclude a female. Therefore the Gemara continues, rabbanon ein chenami, the rabbanon also agree to Rabbi Lezer that the word oisai is not coming to teach us that the din of tliya doesn't apply to women, and it's coming to teach us oisai b'leik susai. And how did Rabbanan know that the din of tliya doesn't apply to women? Ela amakra, but the pasuk states v'chiyah be'ish chet mishpat mavas, and we learn out ish v'le isha, the din of tliya only applies to a male and not to a female. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer, hi v'chiyah be'ish my darish bay. What does Rabbi Lezer do with this pasuk? And Amrei Shlokish, Rish Lokish explains ahulu muti ben tzeri meira, that this pasuk teaches us that the din of tliya is going to be relevant to anyone that had skila. However, since the pasuk states lashon of ish, so therefore it's coming to exclude that a ben tzeri meira would not have tliya. And as Rashi explains, even though a ben tzeri meira had to be ben yud gimel shanim, however zok Rashi da afgad beskila asa kol mutei dechsev ish uben tzeri meira loyav ish demhay roy lahayle loyay nidan dechsev ben. However, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that lefir Beleza, although ben tzeri meira is chayiv skila, he will not be chayiv tliya? But we learned in the brisa ben tzeri meira niskel v'nitla de Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza himself says that ben tzeri meira receives skila, and the din of tliya applies to ben tzeri meira. And the Gemara responds, "El Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak l'Rabbis ben tzeri meira that ein chanami l'fi Rabbi Leza. This is coming to be marba that a ben tzeri meira would be chayiv tliya." And my timeline, as Rashi explains, "Klima hechi mashma mini ribuye." Where do we see a ribuy from this pasuk? If l'chir it seems that there's a miut, as the pasuk states ish, and it's mashma l'muti ben tzeri meira. And the Gemara explains the amakra, as the pasuk stated v'chiyu b'ishchet ish v'le ben. First of all, we learn out ish v'le ben, which would be a meat, and also the pasuk states chet mishpat mavis mishal chetay nereg yotz ben tzeri meira shal shum seifin nereg. And there's also an exclusion in the pashas. The pasuk is telling us that a ben tzeri meira would not be chayv tliya, as ben tzeri meira does not get killed based on any chetay did, but he's needed al shem seifay. And as Rashi brings this down, ben tzeri meira lechata ki t'tam perik ben tzeri meira v'chiv m'pnei she'achal zeh tatim basa v'shas chetzi lugayin amr tari yisakal el egi atay l'sayt daytay seifay migma nichsay avim v'akish limudai v'ayin amaytzay v'ayim b'prashat drachim umlas misabrius, and ultimately will be chayim misa. Lemaisa, based on this pasuk, we have two miyutim which would be mayit ben sarir meyer from the din of tliya, and the gemara explains having miyut achamiyut they miyut achamiyut al rabbis, and when we have two negatives, it makes a positive, and we are therefore ma'abur that the din of tliya does apply to a ben sarir meyer. The Yad Ramah brings two different explanations as to the concept of ein miyut achamiyut al rabbis as iklu frushi dahinu time midamin on ein miyut achamiyut al rabbis the kiyun the miyutu basar le itzuch le miyuta the nafka le miyuta kama iklu lemeim the glue le the miyuta kama uda asa lashmin the chayech the miyuta basar le asal miyuta miyuta kama nami le asal miyuta I will dubum ba alma dakat and it's only bringing an example when acha the tar krov ashmin the lav le miyuta yahu midam kasi the megla shamina the dait le rubiye v'yesh le farish ein miyut achamiyut al rabbis klima shamir ashini v'mayit min amir rishayin v'nimtzim marba be'ika v'achinami iklu frushi gabi ein ribeach ribu el lemayit kehani tree timey the kasvinon v'timeim alyin imnon ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'aleishim ben shetach tal noshim ba'ashkelon. Rabbi Elazar says to the Chachamim that it must be that tliya was done to women. As we know, Shim ben shetach hung 80 women that were machshefos in Ashkelon. And as we saw, the Chachamim responded that since he judged them on one day, so it must have been her rasha, and it was also her rasha to hang them. And the Chachamim used the lashon of ve'ein don mishnayim b'yayim echad. And our Gemara now begins, Amar Rav Chista, loishana lo b'shtei misa is av misa achas donin, that the only time that we stated they can't judge two people on one day is only if you're judging them for two separate misais, but if you'd be judging them for the same misa, even if they did two separate averis, then Bezin could judge multiple people on one day. However, the Gemara is that how could Rav Chista say this klal? If by the story of Shimon ben Shetach, where all of these 80 women were all chayiv the same misa, and they were all chayiv skila, and even so, the Chacham stated, ain't done no yisam b'yayim echad, how could Rav Chista state, but misa achas donin? And the Gemara explains, the Inuch Adam Rav Chista meant to say as follows, Loishano b'misa achas ke'en shtei misais, v'hechi dami k'gon shtei aveiris, av misa achas v'aveir achas donin. That certainly the halacha is that even if there are two people that will be chayiv the same misa are being judged, but they're being judged for two separate aveiris, then certainly you can't judge them on the same day. As Rashi explains, k'gon shtei aveiris in demeris, v'hi misa achas k'gon shabbos v'avidizora, and v'kolshken shtei misus mamish, that certainly you can't judge them on one day. As Rashi explained in the Mishnah, ain't done a shnayim b'yemecha v'bezin achas mishun le'mos lafuche b'schusei d'chol v'chad v'chad tzorach l'bakish reis l'misezu l'misezu v'v'zokar v'chista v'misa achas v'aver achas donin. But if there are two people that are going to be chai the same misa and they're being judged for the same avera, then they can be judged on the same day. And Rashi is bothered al-chira by the case of Shimon ben Shetach, all these 80 women were being judged because they were witches and they were chai skila. Why would the Chacham say that they shouldn't have been judged on the same day, aside for the fact that it was Hara Shah? Rashi explains the Dibur Maschal of Misa Achas Vaver Achas could go in Shteim Bichl Shabbos or Shteim Benayim Rasa Donin, Ushmoyim Noshim Lava Ver Achas Hayu, that it wasn't one Avera, the Ikka Ba'oi, the Ikka B'yudaini, the Kos of Cholkim Mishtaim, the Shim Machetel, the Tzerich Shah Asa, Ayin Sham, and Ayin Taisis at the Baron Amid, Shtei Averia, some Maisa Shim Machetel, Yish Baus Oi B'yudaini, Vyesh Koy Vichov, Vishamach Shevois, and it could be that Taisis is saying a bit different than Rashi, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Moser Rav Ad Bahava, Rav Ad Bahava asks a question of Rav Chista that the Braisa teaches us, Ein Donu Shnayim B'Yemechad, V'afilu B'Neyef V'Neyefes, one Bezdin can't judge two people on one day, and even in the case of a Neyef V'Neyefes, L'chir, L'fir Rav Chista, why should there be a problem of judging them if we're talking about one Avera and one Misa, as if it's talking about a man that was Mizana with an Ayim Rasa, then they're both going to be Chayiv Skila, and if we're talking about a man that was a Mizana with an Eish Ish, that is in the Sua, then both of them will be Chayiv Chenek, and L'chir Rav Chista just taught us, but misa achas vaver achas donin, and the Gemara tells us, tegemar of chista baskayin abayla or baskayin v'zayim mizayimel. Rav Chista explained that in the chenami, when the brisa states in donin shnayim beyemechad va'afilu b'neif v'neifes, is not talking about the same misa, and we're either talking about a case where there was a man that was mizana with a baskayin. We know that a baskayin that was mizana has a din of sreifa, and the pasuk tells us he be'ish tisarv, and we learn he v'le bayla that although there's a chiyu sreifa on a baskayin, but the person who's mizana with her would be chayiv chenek if she was in the sura, and if she was in the rusa, they would be chayiv skila, and therefore we're talking about a case where there's two separate misais, and that's why you can't judge them on the same day. And Rav Chista also gives another example where these two people are going to be chayiv different misais, and for example in a case where two eidim came to Bezdin and said that Reuben was mizana with Rachel, who's the bas kayin, and then a second pair of eidim came and was mazmin the first pair of eidim, and therefore Reuben and Rachel are now not going to be chayiv misais. Nisa, the original pair of Edim are Edim Zaymin, and even if they want to be Mechayev Ruvein Chenek, and they want to be Mechayev Rachel Sreifel because she's a Bas Kayin, they would only receive Chenek. The Pasuk tells us, Kashizom Lasis La'achiv V'loy La'achisai, therefore the original Edim Zaymin would be Chayev Chenek. And then the third pair of Edim came and testified that the second pair of Edim were actually Edim Zaymin, and therefore the original Edim were actually Kosher. In this case, Rachel is going to be Chayev Sreifel, while the second pair of Edim that are now the Edim Zaymim are going to be Chayev Chenek, and therefore we're also talking about Shtei Misais, and that's why we can't judge them on one day. And it seems from Rashi that we're talking about a case where they actually said that Reuven was Mizana with Rachel, and therefore Reuven will be Chayev Chenek. However, Ayin Bach brings down from Taisus Masechtos Makos on Daf Bezim and Aleph, where Taisus explains that we're talking about a case where the Edis wasn't regarding the Boyal, and there was no Din Misa on a Boyal, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Tani will learn to the Braiser, or Belezer ben Yaakov Emer, or Belezer ben Yaakov Torah, Shemati, that I have a Kabbalah from my Rabbeim, Shebezden Makav Inchin Shalom Yatayra, that Bezden could give Makis, could actually impose Mises Bezden, even where someone is not Ivan Issa Deraisa, but Loy Laval Debre Torah, El Kadei Lasted Serkle Torah. Certainly Bezden can't do this in order to go against the Torah, but they could do this in order to make a Siyagla Torah. And for example, if there's a Srashkas in certain mitzvah, then Bezden could say that we're going to be Machai that person Makis, or we're going to be Chai the person Mises Bezden. The Gemara brings two examples, Maisa Be'echad Shurach Vasus Beshabbis Bimei Yevonim Vivyul Bezden Seklu, that there was a story with a person that was riding on a horse of Shabbos, which is only a Shuv Sun Rabbanon, but it was during the time of Yevonim where it was Xer Shmad, and therefore the Rabbanon felt that they had to make a Seal Torah. They therefore passed that this person is Chai Eskila, Loib Mpeshi Roy Lekach, El Shashat Trich Lekach, as we explain, and Shuv Maisa Badam Echad, and it was another story with another person, Shetiach Hasishitach Steina, that he had relationship with his wife underneath a fig tree and in public, the view of Beis Din Milku, and they brought him to Bezdin and they gave him Malkus, Loim Peshi Reilkach, El Shashar Tzrichalkach, as during that time there was a weakening and his rashlus and sneers. Rashi states, El Shashar Tzrichalkach, Ben Peshi Putzim Barbaris, Shah Rein Litzon, Shah Yisrael, Shah Yvonim Him Gozim Alem Zeris, Ahoyu Mitzvahs, Bezuz, Beinayim. Let's continue with the new Mishnah, and we previously saw that there was machlekes between the Chacham and Rebbe Elazar as to where the mitzvah tliya applies. Ultimately, the Divrei HaKol, once the person that was Chayim Nisa received Skila, then they would do Tliya, and our Mishnah continues, Ketzat Tehillah Leisai, then now that the person was dead, how would they hang him? And the Tanakhama explains, Mishakarin is a Kayer Ba'aretz, Va'etz Yetzim Mimena, Umakav Shtei Yadu Zu Agabzu, Uzu Lezu, V'Tehillah Isa. It would push a beam into the ground, then they would take a cross beam and put it at the top of this beam, and they would form a gallow, and then they would take the two hands of the person, and they would put one on top of the other, and they would hang the person from his hands. And Rabbi Yisi Agadun Tanakhama, he says that the curry wasn't pushed into the ground, but a curry moit al kaisel, but the beam was leaning on the wall. And they would hang this person similar to the way that a butcher hangs a carcass of an animal after he shechs it. The Mishnah tells us that although they would hang him, they would release him immediately, and this person would only hang for a moment. And as we previously explained, it was also to keep a person hanging after nightfall, and certainly he had to be removed before daybreak. As the Torah tells us that if you will keep him hanging, then people will ask, why is this person hanging? And they'll respond to him because he cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rashi explained, and when we learn the Gemara, we will see a brisa that will expand on this din. The Mishnah continues with another explanation as to the pasuk that states, Ki kilas el kim taloi. Ramei explained, B'shosh adam etztar, Shechina ma loshin emeris. When a person is shari b'tzar, what is the loshin that the Shechina states? Hashem says, Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi. My head is in light, and my arm is in light, and my head and my arm are very heavy. And Rashi explains, Shadu mitzar, Shapuranis bola bavinoi, ma loshin emeris, but is loshin kivelis, misnededus love, kalani miroshi, kamisha adam yegea va'oyef, oima, reishi kovidlai, vizroi kovidlai, hainu kilas, and this is the loshin of the pasuk of kikilas el kim taloi, that's as if Hashem is saying, kalis, ani inikal, that I am not light, and my head and my arms feel heavy and burdened. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara will actually bring a machlekes between Abai and Rava, exactly how to understand the Mishnah. Rameir continues and states, Im kein amakam etzal dom shel rishayim shenishbach, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so distraught over the blood of a rasha that was spilled, because as we know, this person was chayim nisa, so kavachem al dom shel tzadikim, then certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distressed over any death of a tzaddik and over the blood of a tzaddik. And the Mishnah now continues that we just mentioned that there's an issa of lina, even for a person that was killed through Mises Bezdin, and therefore the Mishnah states, B'lei Zubu Vad Amru, El Kolam Alas Mesa, Ayub Balesa say that anyone that leaves them Mises overnight and doesn't bury them immediately, they will also be Ayuban Alesa say, and as the Gemara will explain, because our Pasuk states, Kikovatik Berenu, and uses a double Lashon, however, the Mishnah tells us, if they left the person overnight because of its own honor, and for example, in order to bring a arin or to bring tachrichin, then this issue would not apply. The Mishnah continued to discuss someone that was chay mises bezdin, and the Mishnah tells us and Rashi points out that based on halacha Meshim and Sinai, there were only two batik faris for people that were killed through mises bezdin, and one of the batik faris were used for those people that were killed through Herig or through Chenek, and the second basic kfaris was exclusively used for those people that were killed by Bezin through Skila or through Sreifa. However, this burial was only temporary, as in this Akla Basa, once the flesh of the body was already decomposed, then we consider that the person had a complete kapara, and therefore they gathered together the bones, and they moved their body into the kfaris of their forefathers, and into the family burial plots. And in Rashi, and this akla basa kvanaskapa misasa ubizyanai. The Mishnah continues that craven boyim vishonim vishlema dayonim vishlema idim klima shein bilibino aleichem shedin emesdantem, that the craven would come and would seek out the welfare of the onim as well as the idim, and as if to say to them that we know that you're only doing your job and you didn't want to kill them, and the only reason why you killed them is because they were chayim misa and akar received a fear and an honest judgment. And we continue that mem vavim beis blehim misablin avo inin shein aninis el believe. As Rashi explains, that the craving of a person that was killed through Mises Bezin did not sit Shiva, then this way the mace has more bezinus, and therefore that would be a kapara. As aninus is only in a person's heart, and it's not a sign of public mourning. And Ayin Yad Ramau explains when the Mishnah stated, the Mishnah teaches us that the din of aninus as to not eating kachim and not eating maisa does apply to these avelim. The reason is because psychologically we can't stop someone having feelings of aninus and of mourning, and since certainly this person will not be besimcha, therefore he's going to be asked to eat from kachim or to eat from maisa, ayin sham. And the lashon of Yad Ramah is v'kivin adav shein nirehu hetiulhen inami matam inin shein anina el belay ve'in adim yachal lichpei shesitrei shlo yidav al krevai. And the Gemara begins that we mentioned that certainly the person that was chay misa received skila, they would only hang him after he was already dead. And let us remember that the Pasuk in Pashat Kisei states, and therefore Gemara begins, Tanur Banan, Ilu Nema Chayt V'Selisa, that if it would say the Lashem Chayt, and immediately would have said V'Selisa Yisrael Eitz, Hayisi Oymer Toynel Eisai, V'Akach Memisa Eisai, Kederach Shemachas Eisai, and this was the standard way that they would execute a person that was killed by the government. However, Talmud Loima V'Humas V'Selisa Memisa Eisai, V'Akach Toynel Eisai, that the order is that we first kill the person and we first give them skila and then we will hang them. And the Brisa expands on his din, Hakezad, Mashon Isai Atom Shkizakama, Vigurmis Dinoi, or Mamisa Isai, Vakin Tail Isai, Echo Kosha of Echon Mater, Kedel Kaim, Mitzis Tlia, that Bezdin would wait till right before Shkizakama, they would do a Gmad din and immediately would kill him and they would do skila and then they would hang him. One person would tie him and immediately afterwards one person would untie him in order to be Makaim, Mitzis Tlia, but they would make sure that the person would not be hanged for too long, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't do it too early in the day, as otherwise someone may forget and may not take him off prior to sunset. And the Gemara continues with another brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, that the pasuk stated v'selisa isay aleitz shamei ani bein betolish bein b'mechuba, and it would be mashma, it doesn't make a difference if this tree or this post is attached to the ground or if it's already uprooted. Talmud Loma, so the Pasuk states, Ki Kovet Tikbrenu Bayomahu, and since the Pasuk states, Le Solom of Lasar Allah Aids, Ki Kovet Tikbrenu Bayomahu, and it's Muchach that not only do we bury the person, but we bury the Aids and we bury this post as well. And if so, we learn, Mishaina Mechusa al Kfura, Yatzesh Mechusa Ktisva Kfura, so the Chacham hold that Tliya has to be on a post that was already uprooted from the ground, and now you take that post and you push it into the ground, and then you'll be able to bury it very quickly. However, Biesi Oimem, Mishaina Mechusa al Kfura, Rabbi Yossi takes this a step further and he explains that he can't even have a post that was stuck into the ground, as then you'll also have to remove from the ground and then bury it. And it has to be that the post was completely detached from the ground. One side of the post is leaning on the ground and the other side of the post is leaning on a wall, and the post is not in the ground at all. However, the Gemara explains, Rabbanon Tlishalav Klumhi, Rabbanon hold that even if something is stuck into the ground but it's not actually growing from the ground, that is not considered anything, and therefore there's no problem with having a post that's stuck in the ground. And as Rashi explains, that Tlishalav Klumhi ain't kan chesar maisa. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Klaimim Pri Mazet Talun Pri Shabir Sashem, and our Gemara expands on the Mishnah and brings a Braisa, as Tani will learn to the Braisa, Oim Rameir, Rameir stated, Mishol Mashal Lumada Vadema, I'll bring you a Mashal, and what's this similar to? The Shnei Achim Tumim Be'achas, Echiminu Melach, Echid Yatzel Listius, that there were two people that lived in the city, and they were identical twins. One of them became the king, and one was an armed robber, Siva Melach Vitalu, and the king gave the command, and they hanged his brother, Kalaraya Yisrael Oimer Hamelach Talui, and then anyone that saw that this Ganav was hanging, they thought that the king was hanging, and therefore it was a bazillion for the king, and Siva Melach Veridu, therefore the Melach gave a command to remove him from the gallows. And as Rashi points out, that the Nimshal is, Af Adam Asur B'Diuk Neshal Mokayim, and keep in mind that Lefira Meir's Mashal, then the Pshan de Pasuk is, Kikilas El Kim Talui, is not talking about a person that cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but telling us that by hanging this person, it'll come out that people will curse Hashem, as a person looks like Hashem, and is made B'Diuk Neshal Mokayim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Amra Meir B'Shash Adam Bitzdar, Shechinam Alash and Emeres, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizrayi. And the Gemara is, Mei Mashma, that how do we know this from the Lashon of the Pasuk that says, Kikilas El Kim Talui, and Amma Baye, Commander Amma, Kalis, that this is not light and it's heavy. So Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Abaya, and Cain, cover the Roshi, cover the Zrei me Bailey. So the Mishnah should say that my head is too heavy for me, and my arm is too heavy for me. And why did we say this in the opposite extreme? Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, Commander Amma, Kili Alma, that this is Hashem is saying that the world is too light for me. Of course, this means that the world is heavy for me, but it's being said, Beloshin Sagi Nar, and Lefi Rava, this is not a Lashon of Kiloi, which is a negative expression, and instead it's actually saying that my world is light, which really means my world is heavy. And the Gemara continues, that how could Rav Meir teach us that the word Kilas is coming to teach us this din, if L'Chir, the Pasuk is just coming to teach us that the din of Tlia only applies to someone that curses Hashem, or someone similar to a Mekal Hashem. And the Gemara responds, M'kei name Krav Mekalel, my Kilas, if so, the Pasuk should use the term of Mekalel. The Pasuk should have said, Ki Mekalel Kim Talui, and why did the Pasuk use the Lashon of Kilas? So it must be that the Pasuk is teaching us this idea as well. However, the Gemara now is, Ve'im Ekul L'Hachiyud Asa, that maybe the word Kilas is only teaching us this din of Ramea, and how do you know that the din of Tlia is only on Mekal Hashem, or someone that's similar to Mekal Hashem? And the Gemara answers, Im Kein Neim Akor Kilas, as if we only wanted to teach the din of Ramea, then the Torah should have used the Lashon of Kilas. And why did Torah add an extra Lamed and state Kilas, so Shema Minotati, so it must be that we're learning both dinim, as really it could have said Mekalel, or could have said Kilas, and since it said Kilas, therefore we learn both of these dinim. And the Gemara continues to quote from Mishnah, V'lezu Bulvad, and not only do we have to make sure that a person that is Chai Misa was buried that day, but Krovim have to make sure that they bury their Karev on the same day. And the Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Minayin L'Melon Smesai, Sha'iva La B'Leisasei, and how do we know that someone delays the burial of their Karev is Iva L'Leisasei, Tam B'Lei Miki Kavetik Brenu, and he uses a double Lashon, Mikal L'Melon Smesai, Sha'iva B'Leisasei, Sam Agarius, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Minayin L'Melon Smesai, Sha'iva B'Leisasei, Tam B'Lei Miki Salon Liv Lasai, Minayin Sha'iva Apasei, Tam B'Lei Miki Kavetik Brenu. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and some have the other version, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yechai, Remez L'Kruur Minatir Minayin, that how do we have a Remez for Kruur Minatir, Tam B'Lei Miki Kavetik Brenu, Mikan Remez L'Kruur Minatir, and Ayin Rashi, Remez L'Kruur, Shadim Chayiv Likbar Smesai, and the Mefarshim explained that it's not a Raya Brura, as it could be that there's only a Chiv to make sure that the Mace is not in the public, and you're allowed to just put him into an Aron, and you don't have to bury him in the ground, therefore it's only a Remez, they have to bury a person in the ground. The Gemara continues, Omli Shvar Malkal Rav Chama, from Malkal who was not a Jewish king, and he was a king in Persia, and he was a Baki in Dinim, he asked Rav Chama, Kfur Minatari Minayin, where do we know the din of Kfur Midiraisa, and Ishtik Vle Omli Vle Midi, and Rav Chama was quiet and didn't respond, and Om Rav Achba Yaakov, Imsa Alma Biyad Dav Shai, the Bay Lele Meima Ki Kavar, the world was given over into the hands of a Tipish, as the Maisa Rav Chama should have responded, that the Pasuk tells us, B'negei Son, that's Chayim Misa Ki Kavar, and therefore we learn that there's a chiv to bury someone. However, However, the Gemara explains Rav Chama couldn't respond that way at the level of Aaron. Then Shvar Malka would say that how do you know they have to be buried in the ground? Maybe the pasuk is telling us they have to make an Aaron, but there is no chiyuv to fully bury someone. But the Maisa could have said Tikperenu from the B'dal B'Loshin, as the pasuk says Kikover Tikperenu. And once again, the Gemara states like Mashbule that Rav Chama did not say this, as he felt that Shvar Malka would not agree that you could use the double lashon in order to make such a drasha. And the Gemara continues, "V'neimu menikbu tzadike." Then why didn't Rav Chama respond to Shvar Malka? That we know that Rav Yitzchak and Yaakov were buried, and therefore there must be a chiv of kfura. And the Gemara states, "Minhaga ba'alma," that Shvar Malka would respond that it wasn't because there's a chiv of kfura, but that was the minhag ha'ilam. And the Gemara continues, "Midkavri Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meisha," that we know Hakadosh Baruch Hu buried Meisha Rabbeinu, so therefore it must be there's a chiv of kfura. And the Gemara responds, "Like l'shtani minhaga," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not want to go against the minhag ha'ilam. And once again, that raya would not suffice. The Gemara continues and wants to bring a raya from a pasuk of Malachim Aleph that is a chiyav of kfura, as Tashma, as the pasuk states, "B'safta loy kol Yisrael v'kavru oisai ki zelavada yavay liravam melkeva yan nimsa baydavatay v'lashem alkei Yisrael b'veis Yiravam." And Achi Hashiloni said a nevuah to the wife of Yiravam, and even though all the children of Yiravam ben Nevat were rishayim, and therefore they would not be zecha to aspade them to the kfura, however, this one son, Avio, who was sick and dying, he would be zeicha to kfura and to a hesped. Once again, the Gemara states, "L'lishtanim minhaga," that the besura taiva that was told to her was that her son will have kfura, which was the minhag ha'ilam, and he won't be like the rest of the family that will be eaten and consumed by birds and by animals. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya from a pasuk in the Yirmiyah, as the pasuk states, "B'negei the people of Anasais who were rishayim, m'maisi tachluim m'musu le'yisaftu v'le'yikaveru le'daimin al p'nei adam yu v'v'cher rav yichlu v'hoistin v'las." So we see that they were cursed, that they would not be buried. Therefore, it seems clear that it is important for a person to be buried, and it's a mitzvah to bury people. And the Gemara responds, the curse was only that they would be different than everyone else, as even though generally people were buried, that they would not be buried. And Ayin Rashi, the Gemara continues, we had a following shayla regarding why we bury people. And the shayla is, kfura mishum bezeinahu oy mishum kaparuhu, is the reason for kfura in order that the person, as well as his family, does not have bezein, or is kfura considered kapara for the person that died? And the Gemara explains, l'may nafkamina, and what would be the nafkamina? And the Gemara explains, the amad loy be'ina l'kburu l'hau gavra, that if the person who's about to die says, I don't want you to bury me, so what would be the halacha? Ziyam mishum bezeinahu loy kol kamine, as if it's based on the bezein of himself as well as his family, so then he doesn't have the power to say that he shouldn't be buried as the mice is a bazillion to his family. However, but if it's based on kapara, he said, I don't want a kapara, therefore we wouldn't bury him. And Rashi explains, or is it based on having kapara as the mice is put underground, and that itself is considered kapara? And the Gemara points out that if it's based on bezoyin, lav kol kamine, the bezoyin hu lekrevav, as it's still going to be a bezoyin for his relatives. However, if it's based on kapara, amar lebein kapara, v'inami kavri le miskapara. And Rashi explains that even if we would go against his will and we would bury him, he would not actually receive this kapara. However, ayin yadrama, who states, yam mishum kapara hu ha'amar lebein kapara, v'kivin de'iu le nichle, anad le b'fkadina lemev le kapara, v'le dam yaham milsa le malkius and mises bezin, davdino balkarche, the hasan lav mishum kapara. However, that is not an einish, and therefore, if he doesn't want to receive the kapara, then Bezin can't force him to receive this kapara. If he's that's mashma, that Bezin would go and bury him, then certainly this kapara would actually take place and would actually be effectuated, and not like Rashi. The Yad Ramah continues and brings down the pshat of Rashi, v'istamri ha'omo le bein a kapara, v'inami kavri le le mechapa, v'lav milsi, d'imkein, kol n'rogin, d'amrin al kamon, d'havel kapara, otum minichul d'l'kselinu. Do we think that every person that's getting Mises Bezdin wants to be killed? Certainly they don't want to be killed. Our Gemara continues, "My that Lemaisa, what is Kruer based on? Is it because of Bezoyin or Kapara?" And the Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma, min Ikbru Tzadike, V'yam Mishum Kapara, Tzadikil Kapara Tzrichi, that since we know that we bury Tzadikim, and certainly Tzadikim do not require Kapara, and therefore we see that's based on Bezoyin, and the Gemara responds that in, that's certainly, tzaddikim do need a kapara. The chesiv, as the pasuk tells, states, "Adam in tzaddik ba'aretz, ashi yaseh toiv v'lo yechta." And the Gemara continues. continues, Tashma, then let us bring the raya from the pasuk in Malachim Aleph that we previously saw, v'saftalei kol yisrael v'kavru ha'yisai, v'yamr keichet hevel kapara, ha'achnami likbaru keichet hevel kapara, that l'chir, the children of Yeravam, should certainly be buried in order for them to have a kapara, and therefore we see that's based on bizayin and not based on kapara. The Gemara responds that was gufud and nevuah, that haidet tzadiku to hevel kapara, that this son of Yeravam, who's a tzadik, will receive this kapara, hanach loy lehevel kapara, but others will not be buried, and therefore they won't be zecha to this kapara. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from the pasuk that we previously saw in Yirmiyah that discusses Rushayim and states, lo yispidu v'lo yikaveru, l'chari, if the point of kvura is in order to have a kapara, then certainly Rushayim should have kvura in order that he should have kapara. And the Gemara responds, zelo tehevelu kapara, that was gufa de klola, that they would not be zecha to kvura, and therefore they won't be able to receive a kapara. Ayin Rashi, mishani, lo yinichla kash baruchu, de hevelu kapara, v'yishafa pesach kivram, lo yichizrin, as even when they were about to die, they still did not do tshuva. And I intend to do a maskal kfura mishum bezayna or mishum kapara, a kochach ikh kapara, that certainly by burying someone, there is an aspect of kapara, and kedamrin al kamon, kapara me imishave, michichazu tsire de kivra porta, el afilui ikh bezayna, vi kapara, mi boile hayika, and even if there is bezayna as well as kapara, the Gemara is still asking which one is the ikhah and which one's the tafel. And Taisus points out, vahai bezayna de hocha, la bezayna de meskama, the imkain, amai loy kokamine, so why would we say he won't be able to say that he doesn't want to be nikbar and he doesn't want this bezayin? If l'chayr it's his bezayin, so he should be able to be meichel on his kavod. And therefore, Taisus explains, as we mentioned from Rashi, el bezayin de mishpachtai, that we're referring to the bezayin of the mishpacha. And Taisus continues, and l'chayr should be gerius el ameis ein le bezayin im sheikh of alamita bechavayid. The Gemara continues with another shaylei baylu haspedi yikar dechay have or yikar deshachbe have, is the reason why we have a spedim as a kavod for the people that are living, or is it as covered for the mess? And the Gemara points out, l'may nafkamina, that what would be a nafkamina? And the Gemara brings two nafkaminas. Number one, the amalei tespedu l'hagavra, if Reuven says that when I die, I don't want to have a spedim, so if it's yikar d'chayid, and he's not neman, and if it's his own covered, then he could be moichal on his covered. Inami lafukim yarshin, another nafkamina would be, if you could force yarshim to pay for a hesped, as if it's yikar d'mes, then certainly you could force them, but if it's for their own covered, then they could be moichal on their covered, and they could say, we don't want to spade him, and we don't want to pay for a spade him. The Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from the Pasuk in Pashas Chayi Sarah regarding the Misa of Sarah, as the Pasuk states, Vayavi Avram, Lispel Lissarah Vilav Kaisa, and we know that Avram came from the Akedah, and they waited to bury Sarah until after he came from the Akedah, and therefore the Gemara states, Vayam Mishim Yikar Dechayahu, Mishim Yikar Davram, Mashil Lissarah, if the reason for a spade him is in order to give coverage for the person that's alive, how could it be that we would delay the crew of Sarah in order to wait for the covet of Ram in order to make sure that it will hesped them, which would be the covet for Avram Avinu? Gemara answers that although it's true that hesped is the ikar dechaye, but even so they waited and they delayed the burial of Sarah, as Sarah gufa nichle, that Sarah herself was happy to do so, keichdim yakbe Avram, in order that Avram should receive this covet and have hesped them. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya, and this raya will bring the pasuk in Malachim Aleph once again, which is the nevuah of Achia Shiloni, who said a nevuah to the wife of Yeravam regarding her son Aviah, who is dying, and the nevuah was v'saftalei kol yisrael v'kavru ha'yisai v'yam b'shem yikar d'chayahu hanach b'nei yikarinu, that l'chayr, if the reason for hesped is for the cover of those that are alive, so those children that were alive were rishayim, why would there be a nevuah that Aviah would have a hesped, which would ultimately be a covered for the rest of the people that are alive? They were all rishayim. And the Gemara responds, nichlu tzadikaya d'miyakru b'inchi, that Aviah would be happy that other people would receive covered and honor through him, although a hesped is yikar d'chayi, l'maisa Aviah would be happy with it, as l'maisa tzadikim are happy when others receive kavod. The Gemara continues, Tashma, bring your raya from the pasuk that we already had in Yirmiyah, as the pasuk states, le'yisavtu v'le'yikaveru, that they will not be zechut haspedim, and they will not receive kura. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya that l'chira, if the reason for haspedim is yikar d'shachvayi, then we can understand why by not having haspedim, that would be a bezoyin to the basim, and a bezoyin for the people of this town called Anasais, and therefore certainly this was a proper klala. However, if the point of a spadim is yikar d'chayi, why would we have a klala that they would not have a spadim if this would affect the people that are alive? And the Gemara answers, le'nichlo tzadikaya d'miyakru b'yushayim, that although a spadim are yikar d'chayi, but those people who were alive and were tzadikim would not want to receive any kavod through that spadim of people that were rishayim. The Gemara continues, Tashma, bring you another raya, and this raya will once again be from Yirmiyah, as Yirmiyah told Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, that even though Klal Yisrael will go into Golis, and Bavel will go and destroy them, and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, however, Yirmiyah told Tzidkiyahu that he will not be killed, and he will die a natural death, and he will have a spadim. The Pasuk tells us that Yirmiyah told Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, B'sholem Tomus, Uvimisuf Vesavisecha, Malachim Yushayim, Meshehoi Lufnecha, Ken Yisvulach, and the standard minhagim of previous kings, that all their possessions would be burnt, would also occur when you die. And in addition, he continues that there will be a hesped, and Vahoy Odin Yispidullah, Ki Davani Dibati, the Umashem. And Gemara wants to bring a raya of the Amr Mishim Yakar Dechayahu, my Nafkale Mine, and if you're going to tell me that Spadim is Yakar Dechayi, then why would Sitkir care that he will be Zaycha to have a hesped? And the Gemara responds, Hachi Kamale, the Yaku Bechisol, Kihechi Dimis Yaku Babosaych, that Klai Yisrael will receive this covet and this honor. There will be a spadim regarding you when you die, just like there was a spadim regarding the previous Malch Yehuda. And up until this point, the Gemara doesn't have a raya. If a spadim is considered Yikar Dechaye, or it's considered Yikar Deshachbe, this Gemara will continue until 25 lines into Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And at that point, the Gemara will state, Shema Mino Yikar Deshachbehu, Shema Mino. And ultimately, the Gemara will bring a raya that a spadim are considered Yikar Deshachbe, and we will stop over here.